In 1906, at a convention hall in Orchard, Texas, a number of people had not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. After the convention was over, they were waiting at a train station. As they were just standing there waiting for the train, they began testifying to one another. They started singing and somebody started preaching. As the train was coming, 12 people suddenly were baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're delighted to have you with us on Truth and Fact today, and we are dealing with this great subject of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now listen, my friend, I know a lot of people don't like that, but let's look at what the Bible says. Let's look at the scriptures. What happened on the day of Pentecost, according to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4? Well, number one, we know the fire fell. They had the visible presence of God with them. Divided tongues of fire sat upon each of them. But secondly, we know that they spoke in other tongues. The initial physical evidence that one has been baptized in the Holy Ghost is speaking in other tongues. It's not the only evidence, but it's the initial physical evidence, Acts 2 and 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Who gave them utterance? The Holy Spirit did. In other words, they spoke in another language that they were not taught. It's a supernatural gift from God. It's a language that's spoken somewhere else on the earth, or it's a heavenly language that only God knows. Nevertheless, it's a supernatural gift from God, and it's the initial physical evidence that you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. You know, in Acts chapter 8, we see that Philip had gone to Samaria. Many people were saved under his ministry. Revival broke out. The power of God was with them. When the apostles at Jerusalem heard what was going on in Samaria, what did they do? Well, they sent Peter and John down there. Why were Peter and John sent to Samaria? So that they can get the people saved? No, the people were already saved under Philip's preaching. Then why send Peter and John? Well, Acts 8 and 15 says this, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Now, wait a minute. When the people in Samaria got saved, they immediately received the indwelling Holy Spirit. They became a temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit now dwells within them. So what did they mean when they said that they might receive the Holy Spirit? Well, verse 15 says, for as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, what is that talking about? Water baptism. That's right. In other words, they had only received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and they had been baptized in water in the name of Jesus. But they haven't received the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Did they receive it? Well, look at verse 17. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Well, somebody might say, yeah, but it doesn't say that they spoke in other tongues. Well, the next verse says, and when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, give me this power also. So what Simon did was wrong. You can't buy God. You can't manipulate God. But Simon saw something that took place that made him want whatever it was that he saw. And we believe that he saw people speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Simon saw a supernatural event that took place that he had never seen or witnessed before. Look at Acts chapter 9. Ananias had laid hands on Paul and prayed that he might receive his sight and that Paul would be filled with the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 14 and 18, Paul said, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. In Acts chapter 10, Peter was preaching at Cornelius' house. And while Peter was preaching, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those that heard the word. And the Bible says, and those who believed were astonished, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Acts chapter 19, Paul laid hands on some of the disciples of John the Baptist. The Bible said, and when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Yes, my friend, the fire fell, and they spoke in other tongues. You cannot deny what the Word of God says and make you seek the Lord for this great gift of God, and may you be blessed by it, my friend.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.